Hello.
Hi, Will.
Hey.
Hey, Will. This is John with Local Splash. I'm the one who originally signed you up this morning.
Yeah, I'm needing to hold off on that right now. I'm hemorrhaging money out the wazoo and more stuff's happening that I wasn't projected. So I probably need to wait till after the new year before I do something else.
Shoot. Okay. Did you see your Google business profile was already submitted?
I seen y'all sent me an email and
yeah, we publish these things so fast because we're partnered with Google. Like if you look up L&L Mechanical Services LLC in Tyler,
yeah,
that thing, it's up there, you know, the logo on it and everything, and then the verification form was already sent out. Why are you planning on holding off to the new year?
Just so I can make some more money, because like I said, I just had something unexpected pop up that I wasn't prepared for.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, this will definitely make you some more money, you want to kind of cut back on your expenses, and I think this will help you do that too. Once we get it up and running, I don't think you'll be doing the pay-per-lead stuff that you just signed up with recently, because those guys they're basically just getting their leads from Google, but they resell them to you for a fee. The thing about their leads, though, is they'll go to like three or four people. We're actually putting you on a spot directly on the first page for people looking up welding in the services. So they can call you directly, our HVAC.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're getting live calls from people who are looking for an HVAC contractor without the lead fees or the click fees or the call fees. And that'll just keep your bill at a flat rate without the extra.
Trying to figure out if there's a way that I can drop Andrew's list, because I signed, I think, a 1 year with him.
Okay, so look, I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm gonna do this, okay? But you didn't get it from me. I'm gonna send you two links that'll help you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on one sec. Just our calls are recorded, and they don't want us to like tell you cancel this service and go with us. Or, you know, they suck. Come with it. It just sends a bad message. It's not professional. But I've worked with clients who have used that service in the past, and this is how they kind of got away from it. Is they have these articles from the Federal Trade Commission, and they've basically been caught. Like, the Federal Trade Commission says that they've been caught misrepresenting the quality, the source of the leads, the likelihood the leads would even result in actual jobs. They've been caught reselling the leads to five or six different contractors at a time. Some leads are old, maybe 2 days old, already been contacted. They're selling those, you know.
I got one this morning that doesn't even have a legitimate phone number.
Exactly. Right. And so a lot of business owners over the last 12 years, they've been Home Advisor since 2012. They bought Angie's List in 2017, but they've reported them. A lot of these guys have even gone after them, you know, with their lawyers. And so they've had these this investigation ongoing, and the Federal Trade Commission did shut them down before. Like, they were called Service Magic before, if you read into the Service Magic stuff. And so they just rebranded, and they're basically doing the same thing, and now they're back in the hot water. But you can report them on here, and you could see in the second article, you know, they've already been ordered to pay back $7.2 million. That just went through recently. And so, you know, if they either continue to pay back money, like they'll probably get another order for another amount, another order for another amount, or, you know, once it gets to a certain point, they'll basically shut them down. But the money's being used to compensate defrauded home service providers like yourself. Home service would be HVAC, plumbing, things like that. So, but usually if you call them and you say, hey, I had a change of heart, I want my money back, either you can refund me or I'm going to go through the bank. Usually they'll belly up there. Then you could also tell them about this FTC report. Say you found it and I'm going to report you guys. Usually, from my experience, that your money's in your account pretty fast. So I'll get it back to you pretty quickly that way. The position that we got for you for HVAC in your service area, if you look it up right now, there's only three guys that are listed there next to the map. And the last time we had a spot open was about 11 months ago. So I was really excited about getting that going as quickly as possible and filling that spot, because you're in a high traffic area. And I feel like, you know, with the kids and just talking to you for a little bit,
right,
that could really change the outlook of your company going into 2025.
Right.
And I know the first month's payment that we processed today, you could just write off as a business expense with the invoices that I sent
right.
over. So.
I don't have I was looking at some of the emails too. I don't have some of the stuff on the side of my truck. Like
you're fine.
Company truck.
Yeah.
And like,
no, you're fine.
I typically don't take pictures of like work, but I need to start.
Yeah. No, I'm glad that you looked at that, because that's just for the advanced verification. That's where we'll give you the badge and check mark on that Google business profile that's created there. But you do want to fill it out as best you can. At the bottom of the form, if you're missing anything, it says to check the box that you're okay with us doing a video call. And then we'll just call you with the Google rep live on the line, and we'll just verify it. They just want to make sure you're real. You do what you say you do, you know. Sometimes they go, hey, you know, we want the decals, and we want you to have this, like, plaque on your window or your home and take a picture of it. And if we got to do that, Local Splash will actually manufacture those and send them to you. So it's not like you have to go to, like, a printing company and get these things. We'll actually create them and send them to you as a part of our service.
I got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll get you through it. We don't let anything stop us, because it's like we don't get paid unless our clients get paid. So we treat it as if it's like our business getting
right,
up.
Right, I understand.
Yeah,
like I said, it was just this unexpected thing popped up or whatever, and I'm just like shit, I don't have a whole lot of...
I'm a daddy too. I got two boys. You're 5 and 3, and I feel like the last few weeks I'm just hemorrhaging money. the Christmas time and everything else. I want this. I'm like, oh my God. Then the bills are going through. I'm like, Jesus. Okay. I'm just not even going to look at it until after the new year.
anything unexpected just throws everything right the hell off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why it's like, okay, I got certain pay periods because I'm still working full time, you know, so I get, right when I get paid, I'm like, okay, this process. Got a whole load of boxes, and then, you know, but the wife and then the bills go through automatically, so I could definitely understand that, you know, you go, hey, I just spent $300, and you look at your account, and you got 10 other things that go through.
That's exactly what happened to me, and I wasn't, like I said, wasn't anticipating it.
Well, that makes me feel that much better, though, about going over this and talking to you now, because when you use Home Advisor by Angie's List, those guys will be debiting your account, like, every other day. You know, they try to, sometimes every day, you know, they try to send over as many leads as they can, because that's how they get paid. And they charge you a lead fee for every one, whether you get it or not. So it's like they're not really the best quality. They don't care. Their idea there is just to get you as many of them as possible so they can keep charging you. And that's kind of the problem people have with it. You know, sometimes they're sending more than you could keep up with, and they're even outdated and poor quality. And it's like, you know, it's a headache. Then you got this money coming in.
Yeah, they sent me one last night. And like I said, the phone number is not even in service. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's another thing that you can mention to them. You might have to have a little lengthy, maybe stern conversation with them in order to get it done, but you could get it done. There's nothing they could do to, like, contractually obligate it. I have guys that I've worked with that they're like, I signed up for the year, and I'm like, that's not even legal, you know, for them. It's not. Like, they can't tell you, oh, you have to market your business with us, because what if their services are actually detrimental to your business? You know, the Federal Trade Commission is there to regulate those kind of things. You can't be forced to stick with something that isn't helping your business. If it's causing you to go into the negative or giving you a bad reputation because you're associated with them. So any agency that tells you, hey, sign up for a year before you've even seen any results from it or seen it work, you know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We do things month to month. All the Google partners, they do it month to month, because that's the truth. At the end of the day, it is month to month. You know, you can leave at any time if you say, hey, this isn't good for me, you know?
So, right. For sure. Okay.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. I feel a lot better talking to you here. I was wondering what was going on. But if you do have any questions, comments, or concerns, you do have my direct number and extension. If I'm not available at the time that you call in, we always get it transferred over to a live representative, and then you can leave a message with them. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or if you're comfortable with them, they can help you as well.
Okay. I didn't never get your number, I don't think.
Oh, should have. I always send it out at point of sale. Usually it's the first one.
I see it now. I'm sorry. It was at the very
top. No, you're good. Yeah, it's usually the first message I always sent out, but I sent it to you like right as you were going in to listen to the kids. So, yeah, you can. It's the same number. It's attached to every text and email that you get from us. It's just you hit that extension 544. If it asks you for the extension, that'll go to me directly. If you don't punch in an extension or you hit 1, you'll just get a live operator. And then the live operator is 24/7. That's 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time is my hours.
Okay.
All
right. Well, I appreciate it, man. Another thing, they weren't transparent. Angie's wasn't transparent about so I signed up for like $1,300 a month and I didn't realize that I had to pay for meetings too. Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, no. Yeah, so I think the 13 is supposed to be like a lead balance. So it's supposed to be like, oh, you pay $1,300. Maybe the leads for HVAC are like $70 or $100 a pop, and then they'll deduct it, right? So $1,300 gets you like 13 to 20 leads. And then once that budget's exhausted, then they renew you for another $1,300. Sometimes they do it like that too with lead payment platforms like Google Guarantee. They do it like that too. They take a balance, and then it goes against your balance. But $1,300 a month is excessive, and that's all just lead fees. They make up the lead fee in their mind. Like, it's like, oh, I think this lead fee's worth this, you know? And you get on the phone with them, and you're breaking even.
That $1,300 is actually like my membership fee, and then in addition to per lead cost, I had to Google it yesterday because I was like, wow.
No, yeah, that's really expensive. If you go to that FTC article, it has like the common trends of the reports that the Federal Trade Commission were getting. And the common trend is that it's like $300 for the year, and then they charge you per lead after that. And then, you know, there's basically no budget. It's just like at the rate that you could accept the leads or at the rate that they could send the leads. And then they determine the value of them. So you never really know exactly what you're going to spend each month with that service. But with this, again, no middleman, no lead fees. Like, we're listing you independently. We do need to actually, or no, I have you scheduled for the client interview already here. So during that client interview, you know, they're going to go over, like all the services that we'll have you listed for, the specific areas that you want to target with this Google business profile. And then, they'll also ask for access to your Facebook page because we're going to run Facebook ads. I'm putting you on a few different things. Like, I don't know if you had a chance to look at the service agreement, but there's about 15 different things that we're doing for you outside of just Google, right? The idea here is we want to cast a net, put you on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Facebook, you know, everything that has a pre-existing relationship with Google, and find out what works best for your particular business. You know, every company's different. So some guys, they do better on Facebook. Some guys do better on Yelp. We're going to basically put you on all of them, figure out what works best for you, and then we're going to attack that so that way we can get you as many job opportunities as we can. So you're going to go from Angie's, where all your eggs are in one basket and you're paying for every lead, whether you get it or not, to now you're with us as a Google partner, and we got you on 20 different directories. You got your own tracking system, various different ways of generating leads, and you don't have any lead fees, right? It's just that $299 monthly. So I'm pretty sure after this month, you'll be able to see that we're saving you money. If you haven't seen that already, it probably saved you about $1,000. and then we'll also help you make more by having multiple different ways of bringing those leads into you. And they'll all call you live.
Okay? Yeah, after I get out of the supply house, I'm about to call them right now and drop them like a bad habit because they didn't piss me off.
I hear you. Well, you didn't get that stuff from me, but you know, I know it's the holidays, and if you can get that handled, you'll have a nice chunk of money in your account right here before Christmas. So.
Oh yeah. All right, man. Well, I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Will. Look out for our phone call. Okay, we got you scheduled for a client interview here between 2 and 3 o'clock.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Or actually, 1 to 2. Sorry.
Yep, 1 to 2. I got you.
All right. Talk to you then.
Thanks. Bye. All right. Bye.